Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The top candidates for a Senate seat in Georgia are meeting tonight. In their first debate, Republican Herschel Walker is challenging Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock. Sam Greenglass with member station WABE says voting in the congressional midterm elections wraps up in less than a month.
This is the first and likely only time voters will see Warnock and Walker share a stage. It's one of the tightest contests in the country. And Republicans see the race as a top pickup prospect to retake the Senate. But Walker's campaign has spurred controversy from the start. And recently, he's faced scrutiny for reports he paid for an ex-girlfriend's abortion, despite his vocal opposition as a candidate to the procedure, with no exceptions. Warnock is fighting for a full Senate term after a narrow victory in 2021. But he's facing headwinds with President Biden's low approval ratings and inflation still high. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Savannah.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss has fired the UK's Treasury Secretary after the government's planned tax cuts wrought havoc with financial markets. NPR's Frank Langford has details from London.
Truss, who's only been prime minister for 6 weeks, reversed course on tax cuts, a signature pledge that helped her win the job in September.
I have acted decisively today because my priority is ensuring our country's economic stability. I want to be honest, this is difficult, but we will get through this storm.
In fact, the financial blowback to Truss's tax cuts and Friday's subsequent U-turn has politically damaged the new prime minister, raising questions here about how long she can last. Truss's Conservative Party trails the opposition Labour Party by more than 30% in recent polls. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
Actor Robbie Coltrane has died. His career in television and film spanned decades, but he may be most remembered by millions of Harry Potter fans worldwide who'll likely remember when the young wizard first met a half-giant named Hagrid.
Boy, I haven't seen you since you was a baby, Harry, but you're a bit more along than I would have expected, particularly round the middle.
I'm not Harry. I am.
Coltrane's agent Belinda Wright says Coltrane died today at a hospital in Scotland. No cause of death was disclosed. Robbie Coltrane was 72 years old. In other news, Kroger has announced that it plans to buy its rival Albertsons, a deal amounting to $24.6 billion. It's expected to shake up the supermarket industry. The deal would merge the two largest grocery store chains in the United States. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 272 points. This is NPR News. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says he's moving closer to establishing a protection zone around Europe's largest nuclear power plant. NPR's Nathan Rott reports external power to the Ukrainian plant has been lost twice during recent fighting.
The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in south-central Ukraine has been occupied by Russian forces for months and has been the scene of stop-and-go fighting. Ukrainians have accused Russia of shelling areas around the plant, and Russia has accused Ukrainians of the same. The fighting has caused the nuclear power plant and its 6 reactors to temporarily lose external power twice in just the last week. The IAEA's director general, Rafael Grossi, traveled to St. Petersburg and Kyiv in recent days to try to broker a deal for a protection zone around the plant. The current situation, he says, is alarming and untenable. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Lviv.
Two brothers have each been sentenced to 40 years in prison in Malta after they changed their pleas from not guilty to guilty today on charges they murdered a prominent Maltese anti-corruption journalist nearly 5 years ago. Daphne Caruana Galizia was killed in a car bombing outside her home. Her death raised serious concerns about the rule of law in Malta, the European Union's smallest member state. The 53-year-old investigative journalist covered stories of corruption that implicated business and political leaders in Malta, a popular tax haven. The Nasdaq we see is down more than 2% this hour. This is NPR News.